Welcome to episode 11 of the Rebel Within podcast. And this episode is going to be titled today, Coronavirus, Greed, and Stupidity. I just want to let you know that it's raining out, and raining's bouncing off my tin roof, so that's what you're hearing in the background. So I kind of think this makes this episode a little more authentic. But anyway, I want to get through this episode as quick as I can, and I hope not to take too much of your time. But this is going to be kind of a little bit more of a serious kind of podcast that I do. I don't do these often, but I do them when something arises. And but I just want to talk to you a little bit about this, what's going on. And also, this is not about the coronavirus per se. It's about like some of the things going on for the coronavirus and all that stuff. So I'm gonna get to it. I ain't gonna take up too much more of your time. But coronavirus, also known as COVID-19. I'm not gonna lie to you. You know, it does kind of have me a little worried. And I usually don't let things bother me. Truthfully is, you know. And, but I'm also going to live my life too. I'm not going to let, you know, I'm not going to let this coronavirus get me to the point to where I'm like, oh, damn, you know, scared and not want to go outside and shit like this. Like, it's not going to get me over a barrel like it would some people. I'm not gonna let that do this to me. Truth be told, yeah, I mean, I'm not, to me, the only reason I'm afraid of getting it is because of my parents. They're elderly and everything, and I don't want to spread it to them. But the problem I have is, like, say for instance, there's a lot of companies out here and a lot of places that are not shutting down because of the coronavirus. And for instance, like my company, for instance, we had a meeting today and they were talking about how we had a scare the other day that they thought someone in the company had coronavirus. Well, the test came back and said it was negative, that they didn't have it or whatever, which is a good thing, and I'm glad. Don't get me wrong. But I know there's some companies around my company that are shutting down and everything, just taking it as a precaution. And our company says that we're an essential company. And what that means is because we make tools, hand tools, industrial tools and stuff like that, that we need to stay open to make tools for the government or for these contractors or thing building these temporary labs, temporary hospitals and stuff like that. Which I kind of think that's kind of funny because there's a shit ton of tools out there. We make a bunch every day. And I don't know if, like, they would be specially ordered or something through our website or something instead of going to a store, say, like, Lowe's or something like that. I guess if you would need, like, mass quantities of them, I guess we would be, that's where you'd go through them first, I guess. But what I'm trying to say is our company said they're not going to shut down unless it is absolutely dire necessary. And they're taking precautions and everything, but the truth be told is this. They were talking about today that if you get, like, say you're working with someone and they get the coronavirus and they get tested, they're going to send you home to be quarantined just as a safe measure. But if they do that, the company's not going to pay you. Like, you'll either have to take vacation time, take short-term disability, or file for unemployment. Honestly, I think that's bullshit. I think if the company sends you home, they should have to pay you. I think that you shouldn't have to use your vacation time, and you shouldn't have to file for temporary disability or whatever, or even file for unemployment. I think the company should pay you. And if they have to shut down, I think the company should pay you again. The problem, see, here's the thing I get. There's a lot of little companies out here, and I seen this on the news the other day, where some of these little companies out here are actually taking out loans to pay their employees through this crisis because they care about their employees that much. And the company I work for, which will remain nameless, is a multi-million dollar company, maybe even a billion dollar company, right? They're one of the most named, recognizable names and tools out there, okay? And you mean to tell me that you can't pay your employees during a time of crisis if this coronavirus epidemic gets any worse and you have to shut down your plant? You mean to tell me that you're going to make your employees file for unemployment shit? I think that's kind of fucked up. Another thing that gets me is I don't understand why we're working my department works in really close quarters with each other. You know, it's hard to be more than 2 or 3 feet apart, you know, working on the line and stuff. You're going to get the coronavirus quicker working that way than you would in the break room or bathroom or something like that. It's crazy. And they're trying to put in some of these rules, but I don't see how they're going to work. My whole thing is that I'm not afraid to get the coronavirus. Truth is, we're told, I'm not worried about me. You know, if I get it, if it's my time, you know, if my number's called, there's nothing I can do about it anyway. I'm going. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. What I'm worried about is my mom and dad. Like, my mom just got over breast cancer. My dad's a diabetic. They've had a lot of health problems here recently. And if I was to get it, man, I'd have to quarantine myself somewhere away from them so they don't get it. And if they did get it, I'd hate to know, you know, what would happen to them if they did get it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you shouldn't be scared. I think you should be. I think you should take precautions. But I also believe you should live your lives. I just think that there's a lot of greedy-ass companies out here that want to do stuff and want to keep their employees working because they just assholes and they want to make money. And like my company, I do believe to a certain extent that they want to keep working and they want for their employees to work. And I get that and I understand that because don't get me wrong, I want to make every dollar I can. I don't want to shut down if I don't have to, but I only shut down if... But also, too, there's a good chance that you could get the coronavirus by working. And, you know, I don't really go that many places. So for me to go get the coronavirus would probably be, I would probably contract it faster at work than I would anywhere else. But that's just the way I look at it. And then you got the government out here, the Democrats in the Senate, voted down a stimulus deal to give all the Americans a bunch of money for the corona epidemic because they just want to be assholes because they don't like Donald Trump. Well, get over your fucking selves and give the people the money they need because a lot of people's going to need it because they're going to be out of work. I just want to say, I'm going to cut this kind of short, but I just wanted to say, stay safe out there. Do what's that you need to do to be safe, you know, make sure you got plenty of groceries, plenty of food to eat. Don't buy up all the fucking toilet paper, which I don't understand. But just be aware and just be cautious and everything. And before I go, I want to hit up a few names before I go, but I got some really good friends here on Anchor who have their own podcast. One is the Spokane Man podcast, the Boss Man podcast, and a friend of mine, she has three, which is Ice Pets Queen. She has Ice Pets Queens, Garth Lide, Ice Pets Queens 2, and Ice Pets Queens Maura Murray podcast, which are all of those are really good. Check them out. She's a great podcaster. And I just want to say, you know, have a good day, blessed day, and Catch you later. This is Wild Bill signing out of the Rebel Within podcast.